Hey, hello, everybody. Welcome to Big League Fish and Doug Flynn.
Oh, your phone ringing.
And my phone ringing.
Your phone ringing.
I better turn my phone off. It'll be ringing. Hello. You know what? That's a sign of a real amateur.
I'm telling you.
I've got
mine is turned down and off. And...
Well, I got no excuse. It's Big League Fishing. That's why I'm here. And I ain't smart enough to be doing anything else.
But you've been catching some fishes.
Yes, I are.
That's
but
a
I
good
can't
thing.
We'll talk about that in just a few minutes.
Okay.
But we got a big weekend here this week. There's a lot of stuff going on. You got baseball going on. You got SEC basketball tournament going on. Maybe
girls high school is going on right now. The state
girls
tournament.
Girls high school. So we're Mercer County.
Mercer
won
County won first
game.
Round. Yeah. So I don't know what's going. They're playing tomorrow, I think. So which is a day behind us on the show.
But let's get to the series.
Okay.
You and I have been fishing the last couple of weeks.
We have.
We've not done real, real well.
No, we've not done real bad either.
We've not done bad, but we were kind of spoiled because we thought we were going to go and catch about 50 or 60
mm-hmm.
fish.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't do that. We caught 15 or 20.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, you'll take it. And you got a tournament today.
Yes.
You're fishing with your buddy Greg Profits. Mm-hmm. You'll be down at?
Dale Hollow. Doing the Fisher Men. There's also a Buddy Open tournament down there, and there's also a BFL qualifier for the Choo Choo Division, I think it is, or the Music Seed Division, one of them.
Is there really a division called the Choo Choo Division?
Yes, it is. But I don't think, I think that's not right because they fish Gunnersville now and Chickamauga and all that. So.
Uh-huh.
But it's one of them Tennessee Division. They
so
got
it'd
like
be
three.
Good.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
All right, you and I, we're going to tell you a little bit about what we did, how we didn't do it very well. And I think because the weather changing, it's got a lot warmer since Keith and I went. It could be.
Oh, they're biting their arm right
close
now. Better go fishing.
To really taking off for some really big stringers. Hey, what'd you think about the Bassmasters Classic?
Oh, it was good. It was real good. You know, I predicted Christie to win it.
Yep. And he had a good lead,
and he just got thumped. Edwin Evers just beat him. I mean, it wasn't that Christie lost it so much as Edwin Evers beat him. And I put that on Facebook the first day after Christie was leading, so I was kind of puffed up a little bit. Saying, I had that right, you know. Of course, that was an easy pick. But
up when you and I went fishing, too. He said, I told him on the radio he was going to be in first place.
But the last thing I put on there, watch out for Edwin Evers. And – because he's the man. And, you know, I don't think there's a classier guy could have won it. I mean, I'm really tickled that he won it because he's a really classy guy.
How did he catch his fish the last day?
He caught him on a jig, and he caught – I think he caught some on a swim jig. I think he caught this biggest one on a swim on a jig and a Z-Hog.
Really?
Yeah.
Flipping?
No, he's just casting around up. He was way, way up in the river.
Oh, okay.
And I haven't seen everything he'd done, but I know he was so far up the river, he's out of telephone service. They couldn't cover
The only thing I heard is that other guys had gone up in the river and not done very well,
mm-hmm.
and he decided to go back up there the last day, and he did, and I mean put on a show.
I think it's a place that he'd fished in years past, you know, him and they were doing a little, I think there was a BFL one there and an old Redman Tournament Trail one, same little, must be a little rocky area or something up there in the river part of it, like at Harrington way up in the river, you know, past Bryant's up in there.
Whatever he did, he came back
he
with 29 pounds
29.
Of change.
That's almost a 6-pound average in my adding.
Didn't he have a couple of 6-pounds?
He had a 6.15, almost a 7-pounder.
Oh, my goodness.
So, I mean, it was a big one.
Yeah, I watched it live, actually. I had it turned
really?
On.
That's
I was
awesome.
Watching it and
it was good. They had good coverage on it. I was
very good coverage, except they weren't covering him.
No, because it wasn't his fault.
Hey, a special guest, Matthew Lawrence, just walked into the show.
Are you from Mercer County?
Yes, I am.
Did you go to Mercer County High School?
No, I went to Bergen High School.
Okay,
but Mercer County. Okay.
Nice talking to you, Matthew. You know, that's one of the fun parts about doing radio is you never know when the janitor sticks his head in and says hello to you.
It's kind of like Laughing. Remember the old Laughing
that's
show?
That's exactly door what it's like.
And Ruth Buzzy would stick her head in.
I don't know who that clown was. He sounded familiar, but he didn't say hello to me, so I really don't really care.
I think you kind of ruffled his feathers just a few minutes ago, making fun of his Duke Blue Devils.
Oh,
but anybody
goodness.
That likes Duke Blue Devils deserves to be made fun of.
Well,
opinion.
He worked for him for 10 years, and he was behind the bench. He kind of did that thing that Matt Jones does now where he would listen in on the timeouts and everything, and he did that for years, and he's great friends with Coach Krzyzewski.
Oh, really?
And at the taping of this show, the boys went down to Notre Dame today, so – our boy, Mr. Lawrence, is not in a very good state of mind, which is perfect because I love to see him when he's grumpy, which is about 98% of the time anyway.
You had him.
Yeah, I had
you,
him.
You had him going.
I mean, anywhere he wouldn't
in
talk.
In fact, you got him. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You couldn't even say anything.
That's,
and he wouldn't say anything to Mike either.
That is very, very out of his comfort zone. Let me put it to you.
Mission accomplished, right?
Mission accomplished. That's right. All right. But there's a lot of way to catch fish. I went down, snuck out one day, and happened to go down to Harrington Lake.
And you called me and said you was going. Want to know if I'm going to go with you?
And you said.
And I said what? Oh, maybe I didn't get that phone call.
No, you didn't. You were working. I did check on you.
Oh,
working.
Did you? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And I know you're going to fish. You fished yesterday, and you're fishing today in that tournament with Greg. And I'm not going to be able to because I'll be doing some Reds ball games here for the next couple of days,
that's
which I'm
exciting.
Sort of excited about.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to do a little homework tonight.
Do you know who they're playing?
No.
What games you'll be playing?
Yeah, I do too. One of them's Seattle. One of them's Milwaukee. I don't know. I have to send them to you and let you know.
Yeah, do that.
Because
like
if you're on the lake, you may want to check me out.
Well, if I'm at work, I can pull it up on my phone.
If you're at work, you can too. Yeah, there's a couple of days during the week I'll be doing it.
Yeah, so. I love it. I love spring training baseball.
It's fun. The only problem is when you do a scorebook, man, you've got so many different players coming in and out. And I don't know them all. And I've heard all the names coming in. But the other day I heard Marty say, okay, we've got a whole handful of changes here, and we'll get to them maybe.
That's probably the best thing you can do.
So that'll be good. I'm hoping they'll let me do a little play-by-play out there this week.
Yeah, what did they how many did they have to narrow down to?
25.
25. Is that including your pitchers?
Yeah, that's everybody.
That's
you
everybody.
You leave with a 25-man roster.
Okay.
And they have 60-something that came to camp.
Oh, wow. Yep. Now, they invite people to that? I guess they do, don't
they? They have a 40-man roster, and then they invite the others who are called non-roster invitees.
Oh, okay.
And I went my first year as a non-roster invitee. I went my second year as a on the roster.
Uh-huh.
So it varies, you know, from year to year.
Right, right.
So anyway, but we got a lot to talk about when we come back. We got some fishing techniques. They're catching fish. You're listening to Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hey, this is Mark Menendez with you. Big League Fishing, Keith and Doug. Keith's going to throw a fishing pole. Doug's probably going to throw a baseball. They're a lot of fun. You're going to learn a lot about our sport here on Big League Fishing.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing. Doug Flynn, Keith Munson. We got a strange guy over there behind the board.
I know. What about that?
John, what's up, baby? Talk to me.
What's up, guys?
How are you?
We haven't got to rip him any, have we?
Yeah, haven't got what?
To rip him any, like Josh?
No, we can't. He's a good guy.
Oh, he's
a
good guy?
I'm not like Josh.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, I knew that.
Clean shaven for the most part.
Okay.
That's right.
Oh, gosh.
No. He and I have known each other a lot longer than that other guy.
Oh, really?
The bearded wonder.
The bearded married wonder.
The new married bearded wonder.
Yeah. It's a wonder he's married.
So we have him as a producer of our show.
Uh-huh.
And the day we're going to do our show, he ditches us to go to a concert. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Does that put us on the second burner? Is that kind of what that means?
It
or
depends
the third,
who he went
or?
To see. Who did he go see?
He went to see somebody that his wife likes. So you guys.
Oh.
That's
definitely
even.
On
we,
the second
we tried
there.
To tell him, your life, as you once knew it, is no longer going to be the same. But one thing he hasn't done, he hasn't gone backpacking. He hasn't gone hiking.
He's going to some camping. girly concert.
Now he's going to a little Chick-fil-A
Taylor Swift
girly concert tonight.
Mm-mm-mm.
I don't know. Josh, we tried
we
to
have,
tell you, son.
We have some ammo for next week.
Yeah, we do. All right, my brother, I did get to go down this week and do a little fishing. I went down
you went to
Harrington Lake.
Yeah.
It was really windy the day I went. Got on the water about 9, so I didn't really rush it.
Mm-hmm.
Decided I would go try to do something that I don't do a lot of, and that's fish a crankbait.
Mm-hmm.
So I put on a little crankbait, and the water was a little clear, and I had to go find just a tinge of stain.
A tinge.
You don't want to find too much more than a tinge.
Okay.
Because then you'd have to switch baits.
Okay.
So I found me a tinge, and I put that little bait in the water, and it disappeared in a little bit. And I thought, all right, let's try it and see. So at the third cast, bam.
Uh-oh. In the tingy water.
In the little tingy water. Okay. But the water leading into the tinge had a little fish in it, too.
Ooh.
Now, this is truth. I had eight keepers. I missed probably seven.
Uh-huh.
That I just jarred it.
Uh-huh.
I had seven others or so, or eight on, that I just didn't get in the boat.
Really? So they're biting pretty good then.
So they're biting pretty good.
I know the legend sent me a picture. He had one. He was holding one in the boat. He said, oops. You know how he does.
Yeah.
So.
And he and I were not fishing the same.
Oh.
He's throwing the rig, I'm sure.
Yeah.
They're up there going through the baskets around Cane Run Boat Dock and taking fish out. I, on the other hand, am catching them. And I started keeping them. And then when I got my limit in the boat, you can only have six, correct?
Yes.
So I was going to keep them so I could take some pictures, but I was the only one on the water.
That's a good thing.
That's a very good thing.
How's the water level at Harrington? I haven't been down there for a while. Is it pretty low?
Down and dropping.
Is it? Is there any report on that? Do you know why they're pulling it? I heard they're working on a bridge, or they're just pulling down for spring rains?
I heard because of the bridge is the excuse they give since 1951 when I was born.
Right.
They keep giving that excuse. And, I mean, they had pulled it a couple of feet. You could see how much had been pulled when I went down there.
I know John and Tona Tudor, they own Sunset Marina, and their little girl plays on our basketball team. And I was talking to her, and they said they are working on the bridge right now. And I think they're supposed to have it done around May, sometime first of May, middle of May.
Well, so I'd say it's the dam. I don't know if it's the dam or the bridge. It's always one or the other, you know, that they're working on. Well, actually, it's not the bridge because they haven't worked on it probably since 1912.
I don't think they're working on the columns, but they may be. But they said they're going to be done with the bridge sometime in May. So,
what year did they build Kennedy Bridge, you know?
I think it was early 20s.
My parents used to go down there, and they were born in 27.
I've got some pictures of it, you know, with the water all the way down. There's a road down there, and they're building the pillars up. There's no water around the pillars at all.
Well, I've heard of people flying planes underneath that, the bridge, when the water's way down. And I've heard of people diving off the bridge when the water was up.
Yeah, yeah.
A significant
amount.
I think my
kids are guilty of that. I was too chicken. I never did this. Too
same
high
as
for me.
We used to dive off the rocks. So anyway, I went down, caught some on the crankbait, and then I also caught some on shaky head.
Did you?
Yep. Put shaky head on and try to find you some cover. If you see any kind of logs
stuff in
the water.
How deep are these fish? What kind of crankbait do you care to reveal that?
I was throwing a
2.5.
2.5. Yep. Which will go, what, 5-7 feet or so?
Yeah.
And the fish were not very deep at all. And if you saw any wood in the water and threw over near the wood.
Real bite and you'd hit them.
Good chance you were going to get a good fish. Lost one good fish.
Uh-huh.
Had some that were probably in the 2.5 to 3 pound range.
Uh-huh.
Just fat as they could be. But I lost a good one in the wood. I raised up and it just.
What kind of water temperature did you have?
I didn't have my depth finder on, no.
I'd say it's probably around 50, 52, I would think.
Well, we went last week, and it was 48 most
49,
of the
time. 49, yeah. I think Dale Hall was 53 this past week, so it's come up quite a bit. And we've had a beautiful week of weather.
Yep.
And even with the wind, it doesn't matter. You know, this weekend's going to be nice. It looks like the next 7-8 days is going to be in the 50s and 60s. So hopefully this old man winter's behind us this time to get some spring fishing done.
Yeah. I was surprised I didn't see a few more people down on the lake. I imagine there will be this week. You are going to go fish the Fishers of Men tournament, and that will be at Dale Hollow.
Dale Hollow.
So you'll get a chance to practice.
Mm-hmm.
And
you and I, we probably had, 15 pounds, maybe 14
We were close to 15, yeah.
So
we weighed all of our fish that day, too.
Yeah,
and
I agreed. But I had one close to 5. We had a nice smallmouth.
Yeah.
But we didn't get the bites I thought we would get, but it wasn't bad. It wasn't a bad day.
No, I mean, it would be a good day. We figured out if we'd entered a little tournament we were thinking about, we'd have finished second.
Probably
second.
Yeah.
But it's just, you know, it's going to really take off pretty soon, I imagine.
I think it already has. I've heard some good crappie reports, you know, Green River, and it's known for its crappie anyway. It's a good, Barron River, I heard some good fish being caught at Barron this past week. So it's time.
Are you going to keep pretty much the same The same pattern you and I fished last week?
I'm not going to fish that way at all Friday. I'm going to fish. I'm going to throw that A-rig about all day. You know, last year that A-rig was dynamite. In the year that you and I both fished the BFL down there, everybody had 20 pounds. So I'm going to throw that stinking A-rig all day.
Are you really?
Be wore
on
out.
Friday?
Just
you are.
On Friday, just to see if I can get some bites. Give,
yeah,
it, a,
okay.
Give it a good soaking.
Well,
but I'm ready to go. I know it's time.
Did you put new line on?
I've got new line on. Yes, I do. I Doug Flynn'd it.
Yeah, I've been pretty good. I haven't put any on the last two times.
Really?
No. Well, I haven't caught enough fish to really fray it or anything. So I did break off my little shaky head the other day, though. That fish pulled me, and he pulled me down. And, man, and then I went to set the hook, and he'd already pulled it down and let it go.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I had to retie, which is, but I tell you
what. That's what you need to do anyways. But don't shake your head and stuff pulling across those rocks. You need to retie. It's not a bad idea to retie after every fish you catch, but I never do.
Well, a lot of people don't. Now, every good fish, I probably will, but even a little fish can scar it up as bad as a big
exactly.
fish.
Pull it around a log or something.
That might be your S&S tire, did you know, tip of the week.
Retie after every fish.
Or at least check your line. How many times do you not check your line?
Oh, I check it all
the
time.
And you don't check your hook to see if maybe you've got hung on something, it got a little dull, a little bent. I think that's always a good process.
Keep you a little. They got those little sharpeners. They sell them over at Sportsman's Warehouse. Just a little file. Just run it over at a time or two. And
I got one in my truck, which does a lot of good out on the lake. You know what?
That's like your motorcycle helmet. It was out there when it was raining. You left it in the truck.
Oh, I know. That was a smart move, too. Now I'm just going to keep it under in the back end of my truck.
Yeah.
Like where it's locked
you can
up.
Keep the, you can keep your hook file right in your pocket. And just pull it out and hit it a lick or two and go on.
All right, so you're going to try. So basically, you're going to throw the rig most of the day Friday.
Friday. Jerkbait. You know, jerkbait's still dynamite right now. I think the fish are extremely shallow. I'm going to crankbait some. In fact, when you said the 2.5, I was going to throw a little square bill of 1.5 down there just see if I can get some bites.
Yep. Tell me, jerkbait now, the water's temperature up till what, 55, it's good?
Yeah, it's good all the way. I mean, look at Van Dam, he throws it all the time. But you just have to throw it. You know, right now, especially if they're getting up here wanting to spawn, they'll be up shallow. So
I'm thinking about can't go for a week, but you're going to have to be my fishing arms, eyes, and ears
pictures.
And everything.
What about pictures? Can I send pictures?
Yes, you can. I'll probably send you some smart like answer.
I wouldn't doubt that.
But go ahead and do that.
I will do that, my buddy.
Are you keeping up with your boys or Reds?
Not haven't this year. Not one time. I haven't listened to one.
You're a big fan.
I'm waiting for you. When you get out there, you'll get me going back.
Well, I can bring you up to where you need to be. But
usually, I know kind of who's leaning where, and of course I quizzed you the other day going down there about who's going to be playing first, second, third, and all around. You know, they still got Votto, and they still got Phillips, and they still got Kozar, and you told me third baseman was who?
Suarez,
okay.
He can hit. And
what about Hamilton? He's still covering center field, and Bruce?
Hamilton and Bruce are still there, but rumor has it they're trying to trade Jay Bruce.
Right.
Billy Hamilton's got a shoulder injury. I don't know if that's why he's not hitting like he should, but struggling, and the left field job's up for grabs. Mm. Catching jobs up for grads, which I imagine Tucker Barnhart will be doing.
Right.
Since Mesoraco is not really coming back to – they thought he'd be a little more healthy than he is.
Boy, he was on fire there for a while, and then he got hurt, and he hadn't been the same since.
All-star, and then he messed up his hip, went and had some surgery done on that, and evidently it hadn't healed up very good. But he's a good player.
What about pitchers? I know
pitchers are going to be young. Homer Bailey's kind of in a lull right now. But he's – I don't know. Yeah. They got some good Sclafani, Lorenzen, Wood. They got several guys that are pretty good.
Right.
But
– now, Bailey won't be back till May, though, anyway, will he?
Maybe.
If he's in,
If it's in.
Man, he
missed all last year. And now this year signed a big contract. Now he's missed the last couple of years. So it's kind of – you know, you just hate that.
I know it. You want to see him perform. But, you know, I always wondered about a pitcher named Homer. It just kind of
– doesn't quite go where it
didn't go together.
Hey, I want to talk to you some, too, about watching that classic. You know, I'm watching and you wonder because you got all these guys that are so smart. And they got all their electronics. And they got a lot of information. And to see them fish – so many different ways.
Right.
And
move a lot.
And some never get it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and I know a lot of them are just doing it on instinct or they're remembering things that have happened in the past.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that goes on when you're out there on the water, doesn't it?
And a classic is a different term because you're going out there to win it. You don't want to finish second or third.
Yeah.
I mean, it's always good when you get finished. You can say, well, I finished second or third in the Bassmasters Classic. But you're out there to win that tournament. There's no points to be made. So they gamble. They move a little bit more often than they probably do. So, you know, it's –
do you ever do that on the lake? You ever second-guess yourself?
All the time. And that's the worst thing you can do. You need to go fish and and you know, jump around a little bit until you kind of get in the groove. But if you got something going on, you better stick with it. You know that. I've done that two or three times, pulled us away from them. They say never leave biting fish, and that's, you know, did you watch, was it Bill Owen the other morning?
Yep.
Was that hilarious? He lost a couple fish.
Yep.
And then they started holding it good, and he caught them.
Yep.
And then he started coming out of his clothes.
Yep.
And they started making fun of him. It was funny.
Sent me down to his drawers.
Yeah,
I know. It is.
Davey Hite said one time, he said, if he gets around that pole, I'm out of here.
All right, hold that thought. We'll be back with more Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hello, this is Bailey Turner, and you are listening to Big League Fishing with Doug Flynn and Keith Munson, my GDAD, and they will be right back.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest, and we love him for it.
Central Bank, serious about banking, crazy about UK. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. Are you tired of your cable company? Well, get rid of them. Get DirecTV from Impact Satellite. I've been thinking about getting DirecTV, but I didn't want to get it from a website, and I like doing business with a local person. Then I found Impact Satellite, Central Kentucky's premier local DirecTV dealer. They helped me choose the best package and equipment for me and scheduled a day and time for my installation. The installer was on time. I didn't have to wait 4 hours and wonder if they were going to get there or not. Do you want TV service in your business? They can take care of that too. The DirecTV experts at Impact Satellite will put together the best plan for your business, and the service is great. Do what I did. Get rid of your cable company and get DirecTV from Impact Satellite, the area's premier local DirecTV dealer. Call Impact Satellite at 502-867-0157. That's 502-867-0157. Or visit the showroom in Georgetown at 104 Lawson Drive between Walmart and 84 Lumber. Impact Satellite. Tell them Doug Flynn sent you and save an extra $10 per month for the first 10 months.
Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so, you know.
It doesn't taste like other diets.
Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hey, we're back with Big League Fishing. Well, thanks, Sean, for sitting in today, doing a fantastic job.
He's doing a wonderful job.
You know, we shouldn't thank you too much. So I'll find out what kind of music he puts on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, if he comes up,
I had a good song, opening song.
Like the Carpenters, you know, starting off.
We've only just begun.
See what I mean?
There we go.
Or the
Hey, I like the Carpenters, though. Huh?
The Best of Bread.
The Best. Oh, now I'm going with that.
Yeah,
I like to eat bread. That's about it.
The Association. Somebody.
What about?
Okay. What's your favorite?
My favorite? The Kinks?
The Kinks, that'll work.
Yeah, we'll take them. We'll take big fan of the Kinks.
Yeah, we'll take them.
Kinks.
That's before your time, Munson.
That's why I was just
That's
sitting here thinking.
His time
That's
too.
Before my time.
Hey, Big League Fishing. All right, my friend, let's go. Let's get serious here now. I'm tired of going to tournaments and not doing well. I'm tired of coming back second guessing myself. We got to step this up. We have a fishing show.
Yes, we do.
So we ought to know more about what's going on. We ought to have people advising us. But do you feel like there's people out there that are not telling us anything?
Well, what it is I think our vast knowledge is going out and we're over-teaching the students. What do you think?
Oh, good point. Here's what I
think. That's horse manure.
I think that I agree with you. I think that every time we go fishing somewhere, there's somebody that you know that's on our spot.
Well, that's happened a time or two.
That's happened.
That's a good excuse. I'll stick with that one.
So we got a lot of people that are fishing normally waters that they haven't fished before. So they're taking some of our fish out of there.
Yeah,
your fish.
I agree with that. it's my lake. Stay off of it.
You're going to have to be a little more secretive of where you're.
Yes, fishing. Yes, yes.
Of course, it's hard to miss your boat.
Yes, it is. A big. It looks like. Did I tell you about the little girl that waved at me off the pontoon the other day? Well, it was back in the fall.
No.
I was out there going fishing down the bank, and I kept hearing somebody screaming, and I wasn't paying that much attention. And I turned around and looked, and they were screaming at me. It was a little girl, probably 4, maybe 5. And she said, "Your boat looks like a big can of Mountain Dew." It's accusing by the blonde girl.
Did you go give her a diet Mountain Dew?
If I had one, I would have. So thank you, sweetheart.
We will. Tournaments this year, yep. We keep them in the boat.
Yep.
Where we got plenty of that going on. All right, so you're going to head down. I'm excited. I wish I could go fishing one more time before I went to Arizona. But.
Yep. Well, I mean, it's time. I mean, I'll be fishing every weekend from this point on through June, probably. I'm going to try to get in some.
Did you ever figure out, are you on the tour or not?
Well, that's on the waiting list, so whatever that means.
We have decided that we need to get Mr. Munson back out on the tour.
You're the man.
So we're going to.
I was going to try to fish the EverStart Tour. Well, it used to be called the EverStart Tour. It's a Costa Tour. Maybe next year I'd like to fish the Bass Opens is what I really like to do. So what I may do is gear up toward that, start saving right now and try to gear up toward that. Because you can make the Bassmasters Classic through the Open.
All right, well, you got some good base money now if that's what you decide to do. So we need to build upon that.
Right, right. I need bass money. I don't need base money. I need some bass money.
All right, we got to get you out there because that's fun.
I appreciate that, but you don't know how much.
I know it was fun when you were down on the road and you and some of the buddies would call back.
Yeah, yeah.
And they'd have all of you in a room and we'd get you on doing the radio show. Yeah. That was fun.
Yes, it was fun.
And you stay in contact with all your buddies that are fishing.
It keeps you in tune. I mean, it's a difference being on the road and fishing all the time like that. Gosh, it's a life. I enjoyed it so much.
You know, I keep thinking back to the Bassmasters Classic and guys moving and getting all fish and. They had an incident in there where somebody off the dock told Christy that it looked like that Edwin Evers had 29 pounds.
That shook him up.
And it shook him up.
Because then he's thinking, you know.
Because he had, at that time had caught 3 or 4 nice fish.
Yeah, yeah. And he had a 7-pound lead going into the last day.
So it looked like all he had to do was go out and catch 15, 16 pounds and he was going to be fine.
Right.
And he caught a couple of good ones right off the get.
So, he had a 4-pounder and a 2-pounder, and I think he had another one. He had 9 or 10 pounds, you know, so you're looking at a 16-pound lead.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Edwin Evers just blew it away. It was just unbelievable.
They said, I mean, one day he just caught big fish. He caught lots of fish.
Yeah, yeah. I pulled it up. I didn't get to.
They don't have any live footage of it that I've seen.
No, But on the blog, I was reading the blogs. I don't know if you saw that, because I got out of church and I pulled the phone up and looked up there and said Edwin Evers had his 11th keeper. So it looked like he had around 25 pounds. When at that point, I said, "Oh my goodness!"
Wow.
And then it ended up being 29 pounds. So caught back to back 6-pounders. So I mean that would.
Now, would he have a camera on him though?
He had a camera in his boat. It'd be on the show
Classic.
I'd say it's probably next week or the week after. They'll air it here pretty soon.
I think it's a week from Saturday.
Maybe? Yeah, it'll be right around the corner. Be a great show. It'd be a good one to watch. And Grand Lake, for anybody that's not been out there, it's about like Lake Cumberland. It reminds you a lot of Lake Cumberland. You know, it's clear. It's got the same type of banks and creeks and pockets and that sort of thing. It fishes a lot the same. So,
well, a lot of guys catching fish on crankbaits, spinnerbaits,
jigs,
flipping that tube.
I
never seen anybody flip the tube much. You got to think that it would work just as well.
And Zona, he kept saying it was old school bass, and you know, said they got tubes and spinnerbaits. I said, that's not old school.
Never changed.
No, still old school at the end.
I know.
Maybe he's talking about chatterbaits and swimbaits and that sort of thing again. I don't know.
Well, I'm anxious to see exactly how Edwin Evers caught all of his fish because he caught a bundle. Yeah.
Boy, he can fish. And, you know, he didn't even have a limit the first day. We had 4 the first day. But he can fish.
Well, Cliff Pace won and didn't have a limit the last day. And
that's
then,
right.
I want to say somebody else, too.
I don't remember. But I know, you know, Evers, he won a couple tournaments last year when we were in the –
He's had a great year.
Yeah, he won Kentucky Lake.
I have a hard time watching Aaron Martin's.
Oh, you can't understand it.
Hey, so and so's caught a lot of fish. What a good for him. I can't watch. He's a great fisherman. Can't watch him. He would drive me crazy if I had a fish.
I've talked to him a few times. He's pretty much like that in real life, too.
That's what everybody says.
I mean, he is. I've been in line with him, and he'll turn around and look, and he's like, oh, you got a nice big fish. What'd you get you on? I said, that's all I can say. But seriously, he's about that way. You know?
Well,
he's an excellent fisherman.
Oh, yeah. But he was having a little trouble. It was watching the best and having the camera on really makes it a lot of fun. When we come back, Munson's going to tell us how he's going to win this tournament today. Big League Fishing!
This is Bassmaster Elite Series Pro Bradley Roy, and I'm listening to my favorite fishing network. I learned everything from this show with Keith and Doug, and they'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so.
It doesn't taste like other diets,
man. Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of diet, dude.
Brantley, you're on.
May I give you anything for it?
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.
Hello, friends. This is Doug Flynn, former Cincinnati Red, along with my fishing buddy, Mr. Keith Munson. We're talking about farm supplies, and where would you go to get them? I've got the place.
Where would that be?
That would be Thompson Shear in Nicholasville, Kentucky, 201 Etter Drive, the very best in anything you need in farm equipment.
Hey, and they're great people, too.
They are outstanding people. Hey, whatever you need as far as farm supplies, go visit our friends over in Nicholasville. That's Thompson Shear Farm Supply. Go ask for Jim, Ed, or Benny. They will take care of you.
That's off Etter Drive.
My partner Keith Munson knows every line from every goofy movie that's ever been out there. And here's our favorite.
I gotta find Bubba.
That's his goal today as he's out fishing
the
tournament.
I gotta find Bubba. I'm looking for Bubba.
Boy, that's still a good movie.
Oh, it's a great movie.
And you know every line.
Most of them.
I wish I could have met Lieutenant Dan, but he wasn't there at the function I went to.
You know, the sad part about that is it means you spend too much time on the couch, doesn't it?
Well, it means you got kids or grandkids is what that means.
Yes, to them.
Because you knew everything from Square Bob or Square Pants or whatever that thing was.
To Bugs Life, to Ariel, to... Now I'm coaching basketball.
Now you're coaching now what, 10-year-olds?
Yeah, we just finished up this past week. I'm proud of them. They finished runners up. They got beat. They got behind 10 points. And for fourth, fifth, and sixth grade girls, that's like being behind 20. And we come back and tied it up, and then we end up getting beat 2 or 4 points right there at the end of the game. But, you know, Harold and John over there at the Bull County Rec League over there, they do such a great job. And it was fun, had a good time, and our girls seemed to have a good time. So.
All right, you get a little fired up when you was coaching high school boys and girls. You get as fired up with these youngsters?
No, because they try to do what you want them to do. They just don't listen. Like, at one time there, you know, they had one really good little girl ball player, and I said, we've got to stop her, and you're not allowed to double team unless they get in close. And so I told the girl that's helped me, I told her daughter, you stay on her, because she's a great defense player. So you stay on her. And I said, Bailey, you just leave your man when she gets in there, and you got to double team, tie her up. I looked over there, and her girl went one way, and Bailey, I looked at her, I said, they didn't listen one. I said, but they're our girls. You know? The ones that should know what's going on.
Refereeing still as good at the lower level?
Yeah,
it's
not bad. It's just a little different than normal. But you can always fuss about it. You know, a referee's 50% wrong regardless.
That's true.
So, yep, that's true.
That is true. All right, you're on the lake with your buddy Greg Proffitt, your working partner, good guy, one of the best people in the world. Quiet, Doesn't say a lot.
But he likes to fish.
Oh, he loves to fish, and he's a great person. So I know what he's going to have a shake head in his hand.
I'd say probably from the time we start to the time we finish.
And you're going to go out, and the first thing you're going to do Friday is go.
I'm going to go throw the Alabama rig in Sulphur Creek, probably what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I mean, that's just flat, straight out right there. I mean, that's the plan.
So the tournament is out of the state dock?
It's out of the state dock, yeah. Of course, you know, there's lots of fish caught right there at that grass bed right there at the ramp. And
yes, there
you
is.
And I pulled in there and some guy hollered at me, hey, that's my fishing spot.
Yeah.
I mean, right off the bat. But there's been a few tournaments, one there. And, I mean, it's just a good time to go fishing. You know, Mike, buddy Mike Thompson, said he caught some on a crankbait down there that last week.
At Dale?
At Dale Hollow. Caught 8, I think, on a crankbait.
Wow.
So I'll throw a crankbait some. I'm going to throw a jerkbait. I might throw the floating type jerkbait.
Well, 2 weeks ago we go down, I catch 2 on a crankbait, 2 on a jerkbait.
Mm-hmm.
But they're just Kentucks.
Yeah.
They weren't real big or anything. And then the next time we went down, we didn't really try it much.
No.
We jerkbait some.
Yeah, we jerkbait some. Caught the biggest fish on jerkbait.
Yeah, caught a nice smallmouth. Yeah. No, large.
Caught a big largemouth, almost a 5-pound largemouth. But
that's
then
right.
You know, you just have to fish around, hop around, and be like those guys we watched this weekend. Hope for the best.
Well, any certain water you're going to look for?
No, I'm going to try to look for that tinge you was talking about, though. I like that tinge in water.
You got to have some tinge.
You got to have some tinge. How much tinge? Is it a 4.3 tinge or 2.8?
No, it's probably, it wouldn't be a 5 tinge. So it would be probably a 2.7.
2.7 tinge. Yeah. I'll look for it.
Because when I first looked at it, it looked tingier. And then as I got closer to it, I realized it wasn't as tinge
as you first originally
exactly.
thought it was.
So you got to get that tinge here.
Okay.
I mean,
I can do that.
It's just basic fishing 101, find the tinge. So you can do that. Well, a lot of basketball coming up. Got
yes,
the Cats.
Sir.
Got the women.
Golly.
I don't know what they're doing, I guess.
Got high
weekend.
School boys state tournament coming up next week. Is it next week, I
yep.
think?
Girls right now, right. Boys next week.
Right. The girls are playing in Northern right now. Didn't they used to play at Western?
Yep.
What,
yep.
They decided to move it up north.
I think they bid on it and they move it over.
Okay.
Remember how the state tournament used to be in Louisville, Lexington?
Exactly.
You needed different venues.
I see.
I think it's great that they do that.
You know, of course, I live in Bergen, which is in Mercer County, and I've got to give them credit. You know, the girls made the state tournament and the boys made the state tournament.
How about that?
So that's pretty awesome feat right there.
Well, the boys were ranked 1 or 2, top
most
5 all
of the
year.
Yeah. And I think they only lost a game or 2. They didn't lose many.
Have you seen them?
I've only seen them one time.
And, pretty good?
Yeah, they're real good. Real good. And then the girls, they won a game the other night in the regional on a last-second shot. So.
Oh, you went head-to-head with them for years when mm-hmm. you were coaching at Bergen.
Yeah, and they're always, you know, Coach Souders coach them, and he does a great job with them. They're always a good program.
All right, we got folks that listen to the show that are saying, all right, I want to go fishing, and I like fishing ponds. The answer would be go.
Go.
If you can fish a pond, go. Go wherever you can fish. But the lakes right now, fish are moving.
Hey, I got to tell you.
They'll be going on a bed here pretty soon.
I got to tell you one thing, too.
What's that?
I talked to a guy that fished Cedar Creek Lake over in Stanford, between Stanford and Crab Orchard.
Which we don't fish near enough.
Which we don't fish near enough. And he caught several nice bass the other day. And he caught his biggest one on a topwater bait. Yeah. Yes.
Really?
Yeah. About a foot from the bank, he said.
All right, let me ask you a fishing question.
Okay.
If I'm down there catching fish and I'm cranking and it's kind of, I'm probably in 3 to 4 foot of waters where I'm getting hits, maybe mm-hmm. 5. You reckon a buzz bait would work?
Very possible, yes, sir.
I mean, because although.
You probably wouldn't want to bring it real hard like you normally do in the to get that wreck, but you just want to bubble it and keep it coming.
Because, I'm thinking, you know, I have to do that crankbait slow. I mean, when I slowed it down, and I didn't realize that I was going so fast. And all of a sudden, for some reason, I got lazy and just automatically slowed it down. And that's when they start hitting.
Right. Yep.
So I just wonder, but they're not very deep.
No. I would think personally it'd be a little bit early, but I know they catch a lot. Our buddy Densmore catches a lot of fish in March.
He throws it a lot,
doesn't he? Yes, he does. But he don't really gurgle it. He just keeps it almost like reeling a fast spinnerbait, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Kind of making it wake, you know, instead of bubbling.
You know, I threw a spinnerbait, never had a hit.
Really?
Yep. And wind came up, put that spinnerbait on.
Well, that's old school.
That's true.
See, if you've been
no, that's right.
School.
That's what they said on the Bassmaster.
Yeah, if you've been in new school, you'd got one.
New school, I'd got one. That's true. Well, I'm definitely old school. I'm before school. I'm one room building school.
Dirt floor?
Dirt floor, baby. Hey, but I'm excited because it's good. I'm excited about this time of year. Dad's doing better, so I'm really pumped
about
that.
Well, that's great. I was going to ask you about that, too. Yep. I'm glad you brought that up. That's awesome.
He's doing better, and that
good.
Makes everything a lot better.
Yes, it does.
But I really can't wait to – I want to get in that – I've had dreams, believe it or not, of flipping bushes and, you know, that
– It's here. It's that time.
That feeling that you get when you go out and early in the morning and you pull up on a spot and there's nobody else there and the water's calm and it's not windy and you just got structure.
Yeah.
And you start flipping that thing.
Golly.
That's
too much fun. That's absolutely my favorite way of fishing.
Oh.
But you know what we need to do, and we will do that. The first week of May, the last week of April, somewhere in the middle of April, we will go to Barkley Lake. It's the best flipping lake I know of. A lot of times you don't catch 4 and 5 pounders all the time, but you will catch 100 bass. I mean, it's unbelievable how many you catch.
I want to do that.
It's fun. I mean, you just run the little pockets in the Honker Bay, they call it, and the little yellow flyers where they get shallow and just pitch it in. It's just too much fun. It's awesome fun.
All right.
We will do that.
We will do that. We need to get on our calendar fishing a bunch this year.
I'm in.
I mean, I've said that. Next thing you know, I'll be saying it. You know, I'm 70 now, so we need to be doing that.
Well, you got to call 1,400 ball games. Are you doing your minor league thing?
Don't think so.
You don't think so?
No, I haven't heard anything. Couldn't get a big sponsor to do that.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's good because that'll give me. I mean, I love doing it. It was fun. Great crew.
But you also have something else you can fall back on.
I got something to fall back on.
We definitely will fish a little few more nights at Harrington this year.
Oh,
I want to fish nights.
You know, I love fishing nights.
Oh gosh, it's very quiet and calm. And
it is. I got to get my trailer fixed first. Anybody out there? I'll trade you Reds tickets if you'll come in and raise my trailer and fix my bathroom.
You're talking your home trailer, not your boat trailer, right?
I'm talking my home trailer that's down there on the lake. Because I are a redneck. Right now, I do have a basement in my trailer. You can look right down to the
second
floor.
A little remodeling, huh?
Yeah. But we want to put a new bathroom, put a new shower in there, take the tub out.
Yeah.
New shower. And
that's fun down there. I like when you come down. I usually go get some pizza or something. We'll sit there and watch ball games.
I want to fix it up. Might get that shag carpet out of there, but then again, I don't know.
You don't get that out of there.
You got to keep
That's what
in
makes
there.
It classy.
What about the Elvis portrait up on the wall?
The Elvis portrait.
I would keep that.
I would keep that.
What about my Dale Earnhardt glasses and dishes?
Yeah,
keep him up there.
And your Billy Bass, your singing Billy Bass.
Oh, my Billy Bass. I got two Billy Bass. I'm trying to get them one to sing harmony with the other, but it hasn't happened yet.
They said at the Classic they had like a 5-foot Billy Bass off of a dock down there somewhere. It's supposed to be on the show, so we'll have to watch for it.
All right. That'll probably be next a week from this
week from
today,
Sunday.
Probably,
yeah.
Right?
And the Major League fishing still going?
I watched it the other
day. The sudden death round, I think. They've only got like 2 more weeks of it. We'll find out who wins that.
How about Van Dam and Ott Defoe getting up that little? They didn't move.
You know, I fished that pool. That when we fished the All-American out there in 99, I think it was, we was out there. I fished that same area. You had to go down and lock through there, and that was supposedly the best area for largemouth on the lake. It's full of smallmouth. You could be flipping bushes and catch a smallmouth. I mean, it was pretty awesome. Good place to fish.
When you fish like that, though, you just want a 12-incher is all that matters.
That's right. You just want to catch fish.
Hey, I said a little thing to our boy Iaconelli. I said, well, if you'd been on our show, you'd probably done a lot better in the Classic. See you later. Bye.
I noticed he posted a big thing. I wished I'd talked to Big League Fishing, you know.
Yeah, well, that's only normal. Boy knows where his butter's
bread.
His bread is butter.
There you go.
You know what? Sometimes my mouth's never worked really good, but there's times where it's just... It's got no shot.
I'm not going
to
say
it. It's like the computer. I'll put in a word on the computer sometime, try to find out how to spell it. Computer will say, I got nothing. I mean, I don't even know where to start. It's brutal.
I like when you go to print something and says, can't find printer. That's just right there on the floor, right beside the
computer.
Right beside the computer, but it can't find it.
Hey, good luck, man. Go out there and catch
it. Thank you, man.
Bunch.
We're going to try.
And turn on your radio. I'll be on. I'll say howdy to you.
Make sure you text that, and I'll get that out.
Because we got a little bit of free time on a ball game.
Oh, but.
And I'm doing them with Jim Kelch for 3 days and Marty 1 day. So Kelch lets me talk a lot.
Good deal.
Marty don't let me talk too
Looking
much.
Forward to it.
Matter of fact. It's going to be a good time. Hey, folks, have a great weekend. The weather's starting to get good. It's warm. The fish are biting. You just need to get out and go get them. That's all there is to it. No excuses. And find time to get out. Life is too short. So find time to get out and do things you enjoy. If we happen to miss you on the radio, by golly, we'll catch you somewhere on the water. For Keith and Sean, this is Doug Flynn saying Big League Fishing on the Big League Fishing Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Danny McSorley. Whether you're looking to trade in your old boat or purchase a new one, let us get you ready for the season at Marine Works. at Pandora Marina on Harrington Lake, just south of Lexington.
Hi, Doug Flynn here. When I got to the age of getting a driver's license, I started paying more attention to types of cars, rules of the road, and yes, what kind of tires to drive on. Well, 46 years later, I still depend upon tires from S&S Tire. Located in Beaumont, Brandon Crossing, Nicholasville, and Richmond Roads, I can be assured of the very best quality and service around. Visit my friends at S&S Tire. You'll be glad you did.
Everyone at Central Bank loves UK Athletics, almost as much as we love providing outstanding service. Sometimes the team kind of inspires us to improve even more. Like just the other day, I was helping a customer open a checking account.
I really don't know what kind of account I'm looking for.
Well, I hope I can help you.
Time out! Time out!
Coach Cal? What are you doing here?
Come over here, Mike. You need to take charge here. Show them the options. You've got checking, CDs, money market accounts. You're like a point guard here. It's up to you to make all of our customers' financial lives easier and better. Now, do I need to bring in a sub or are you my guy?
No, Coach. I'm your guy.
Now go out there and help make this customer a winner.
Coach Cal never lets us rest. And we love him for it.
Central Bank. Serious about banking. Crazy about UK. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hey folks, this is Doug Flynn, and I want to talk to you about Sutherland Chevrolet. You know, I'm pretty particular about what I drive. I stopped by, got the best service that I have ever received, and got me a brand new old pickup truck. It is absolutely wonderful. I've only taken it back once, and the service was incredible. Hey, if you're in the market for a nice vehicle, whether it be a truck or just a car, see our friends at Sutherland Chevrolet over in Nicholasville. You will not be disappointed.
Brantley Gilbert?
Yeah, man, that's me.
You're the best thing to hit country music in a while, man.
I appreciate it, brother, but I'm actually about to go on stage in a sec. Hold up. Is that a Diet Mountain Dew?
Yeah, it's got a great kick.
Yeah, that bold citrus taste.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you got a show to go do, so, you know.
It doesn't taste like other diets,
man. Hey, well, good luck out there.
Man, I love the taste of Diet Dew.
Brantley, you're on.
Man, I'll give you anything for it.
Seriously?
Anything.
Anything?
Welcome to the home of the hillbilly. Yeah, baby, there's...
Hope it was worth ruining your concert for.
Every sip.
Diet Mountain Dew. Yeah, it tastes that good.